You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we have got Sandra Reid in the studio, who is the programmer at the New Zealand International Film Festival. Kia ora, Sandra. How are you?
Kia ora. I'm very well, thanks.
Oh, it's lovely to have you up here this morning. The Auckland program was just announced last night. It's very exciting. Over 150 films and shorts and things like that. It's an incredible lineup. How do you come up with it? How do you pull together all these different movies?
Well, it's a year. It's over a year, but you know. And even though you know we don't start until July, mm-hmm. there are some films that perhaps weren't available to us this year. Mm-hmm. So it's a process that never kind of stops.
Yeah.
As programmers, we attend festivals around the world. We also receive submissions and screeners, mm-hmm. And so it's a job for the programmers that. Involves us, but it's also to put it on. Of course, it's a lot of work by a small team, in fact.
Yeah, totally. We were just saying off air, have you seen every single movie on here?
It would be quite a feat.
But I would imagine you've seen a fair few of them. Have you got any particular favourites that you're very excited about coming to this lineup?
Well, I'm particularly excited about the centrepiece in the festival. It's a French film called Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which was one of my favourite films at Cannes, in fact. It's a very special film made by a young French film, Céline Sciamma. In the past, she's made films that are about contemporary women. Or young women or, mm-hmm. or girls. And this is, again, about women, but set in the late 1700s.
Oh, wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. On the Brittany coast. And it's extremely interesting formally. It's adventurous and emotionally wrenching film about a relationship between two women around a portrait being painted.
Oh, amazing.
Very special.
That's what I love about the film festival, is that you get to see movies and hear stories that you just never get to see under any other sort of circumstances, because they don't come into regular distribution. They don't sort of get the broad sweep that big Hollywood blockbuster might get necessarily. We were talking about the one that we went to see last night, which was the Martha Cooper movie. That was amazing. She's this incredible photographer who took all these photos of all the subway artists from the 80s and then all the like hip hop scene and stuff. And I was just saying to Tess that I recognized so many of her images, but I had no idea who she was. I'd never heard her name before, and it's just remarkable to be able to hear these stories kind of come to the front, I guess. There's a lot of diversity in the program as well. What kind of things can people expect if they wanted to head along and see a movie about, you know, someone they might not have heard about before, or if they want to go see something really weird? What can they expect from that?
Well, as you've said, there's a lot of diversity. The program itself, we try to help guide people by on our front contents page that we do a sort of strands. Mm-hmm. So it's divided into films that might be called fresh, for example, that they're not necessarily by young or emerging filmmakers, mm-hmm. but they might have a fresh take on something.
Yeah.
There's of course a big music and art section. There's Framing Reality, so that's where we have documentary. The World section, so it's a guide to films from around the world. And of course the section of films from New Zealand, which is very important as well. We've got a great lineup from New Zealand.
I was going to say, really remarkable. Yeah. You've been doing this job for about 25 years, is that right?
Yeah.
That's amazing. But how have you seen the sort of way that movies come and the sort of, like, I guess, trends or changes in the movies across that time? How has that been for you, watching it across those two decades, basically, at the festival?
With digital technology, that has made some aspects of our work easier, even if it's in terms of looking at films, because we can get screeners as a link.
Yes.
And also in terms of putting them up on the screen, you know, it used to be these massive 35 millimetre reels of film being shunted around the country across the world to us.
Yeah.
And now it's just these little black boxes with, you know, it's ephemeral.
Yeah.
So that in some ways that's made, yes, it's made things easier.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've found in the last few years, although there's often this notion of a threat to cinema through the digital revolution and also through so many streaming platforms like Netflix, and then there's Amazon
which is basically the Illuminati at this point. Now they're just everywhere.
But people still want to actually come and experience films with other people.
Yeah.
On, you know, their big screen experience.
I was going to say, it's a very different experience sitting at home on your laptop in bed or whatever to going to the cinema and watching something on a big screen with other people in the cinema as well.
Yeah.
Last time I went to a movie at the Hollywood, which was a month or two ago, people clapped, you know, at the end of the movie and you know, people laugh, and it's nice to be able to see how other people respond to something as well, because it is a communal experience watching something.
Yeah.
You know, it's really great to be able to share that. And that's what I also really like about the film festival, is it's a whole, you know, period of time where you just get to talk about cool movies, amazing stories that are coming out from all across the world. It is really interesting because they are from all across the world, and we have quite a large contingent of New Zealand films within there as well. You're based in Paris. How do you see, I guess, the ways in which films being made from Aotearoa kind of, not necessarily compare, because you can't really just compare movies based on where they come from, but sort of interact with the way films coming from overseas that come straight from Cannes or wherever. How do you see those sort of all mixing together? Because it's a really interesting...
Do you mean in terms of internationally or in France?
Yeah, yeah. When you see them sort of go overseas, how do movies from Aotearoa go?
Well, to tell you the truth, sometimes, you know, they don't necessarily get that far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they, in terms of a French release...
Yeah.
I don't even think Taika's film was released in France. I'm not sure.
You mean Hunt for the Wilder People? Or
I'm not sure.
That's kind of amazing
and I don't know whether that, because we're not in distribution, so I don't know.
I don't know
how that works, and I don't know how distributors work with international distributors. But for example, a beautiful film in the news from Aotearoa, Bellbird, was in competition in Sydney and was hugely, it didn't win, but it was amongst very, very strong films, and it was hugely appreciated by the audience there, which is often not the case for a New Zealand film with Australian audiences.
Yeah.
So I know there's certainly movement between Australia and New Zealand, and films certainly from New Zealand are presented at the Toronto International Film Festival, and I think they're appreciated there. But I think distribution is a different thing, and it's I can't really answer about that.
It is really interesting to see how kind of, I guess, something that has a very culturally specific context plays out in different places as well. And I guess we get that as well with films from other parts of the world that come to New Zealand through the film festival. We get to see things that we might not necessarily see otherwise, but it also, you know, it interacts really differently depending where you come from, how you're watching it, where you're watching it, that as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Totally. So you're very excited about The Centrepiece. Any other hot tips for people out there that they might want to go and see?
I also love the Aretha Franklin Amazing Grace, which is just phenomenal.
So is it archival footage or is it?
No, it's actually, she wanted, after being very successful with soul, more her soul and rhythm and blues, she wanted to record a gospel album. And she did that in a church in Los Angeles. And that became The Amazing Grace, a double album, which was has still been the best selling gospel album of all time.
She is an absolute legend.
Yeah, and so it's just the filming of that recording.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. Well, we're going to play an Aretha Franklin song to end off here. This one is "I've Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You." Thank you so much, Sandra, for coming up this morning and chatting to us about NZIFF. You can find the Auckland program completely live, all online. You can also pick up the hard copy in most cinemas around, and cinemas that are distributing the films. You can also pick them up in the BFM offices as well if you want to come and pop up and say hi. Thanks again, Sandra.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.